Well, good morning.
早上好。
It is a joy and a pleasure, an honor to be with you again this morning.
非常喜乐，也非常荣幸今天早上来到这里。
And I thank you for your kindness, especially the men who preserved a parking space for me.
谢谢大家的爱心，为我留了车位。
As we come to God's Word this morning,
今天早上我们来到神话语面前的时候，
I would ask you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5.
请大家打开马可福音第五章。
We'll read this section as I go through the sermon.
我们一同，当我一面讲到，我们一面来看这些经文。
But I would like to read the previous section from chapter 4.
我先呢，读一下前面第四章那一部分。
Beginning at verse 35 to verse 41.
从三十五节到第四十一节。
On that day when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side."
到那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”
Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him.
门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up.
忽然起了暴风，波浪打进船内，甚至船要满了水。
Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他说夫子我们丧命你不顾吗
And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea Hush be still And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm
耶稣醒了斥责风向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了
And he said to them Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?
耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗
？They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
I have the privilege of teaching a worldview class.
那我有机会来教一个。一门世界观的课程。
And in that class, I seek to instruct my students how to evaluate the world.
在这门课里面，我教学生怎样来评估这个世界的价值。
We evaluate American culture.
我们讲到美国的文化。
Which is marked by a diversity of worldviews.
那这个文化里面充满了各种各样的世界观。
And it is common to say today that this is.That we are in a worldview clash.
我们可以说今天呢，我们这个世界观上面充满了冲突。
That we are on a worldview battleground.
我们在一个世界观的征战里面。
The Bible depicts this same battle.
圣经里面我们也看到同样的征战。
But it's not merely a battle of ideas and concepts.
不单单是思想理念的征战。
The Bible presents it as a battle of kingdoms.
而是一个国度的征战。
The kingdom of God and righteousness.
是神公义的国。
Known as the kingdom of light.
就是光的国。
Versus the kingdom of Satan and sin.
就是和撒旦以及罪恶的国度。
Known as the kingdom of darkness.
就是黑暗的国度。
We see this battle on the very first pages of our scriptures.
在圣经里面一开始我们就看到这一点。
In Genesis chapter 3 in verse 15.
在创世纪第三章十五节
Satan has challenged the truth of God.
撒旦挑战神的真实挑战神的真理
He has offered an alternative view of reality.
他讲到了另外一种世界观
And this battle is epitomized in Genesis 3:15.
在三章十五节我们就看到这一点
And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，叫你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。
This verse not only highlights that there is a battle,
这节经文不单单讲到有一个征战,
and in a sense sets the direction for the whole of the rest of scriptures,
也为着后面的经文,
it also highlights for us the gospel.
也讲到了福音,
the fact of the matter is that this verse tells us who's going to win this worldview battle.
这节圣经也告诉我们这场征战的得胜者最终将是谁?
In the Gospels, we have a record of the battle of the champions.
在福音书里面我们看到这场征战的得胜,
the king of the kingdom of light, Jesus Christ,
就是光明之国的王主耶稣基督,
is battling against the prince of the kingdom of darkness, who is Satan.
与黑暗国度的征战。
Now there is an incident, an event in the gospel records that highlights this battle.
在福音书里面讲到了这一场征战的一件事情。
It's found in three of the gospels.
在三卷福音书里面都找到了。Matthew
chapter 8,
马可福音第八章, 马太福音第八章,
Mark chapter 5,
马可福音第五章,
and Luke chapter 8. I would like for us to consider Mark chapter 5 this morning.
今天早上我们要看的是马可福音第五章。
Now Mark chapter 5 verses 1 to 20 is a real historical event.
马可福音第五章1到20节讲到一件真实的历史事件。
It really happened.
是真实发生的事件。
It's not just a story.
不单单是一个故事。
Matthew was an eyewitness to this event.
马太是这件事情的目击证人,
and he wrote about it.
他也写了这件事。
Mark and Luke would have spoken to eyewitnesses to be able to write their accounts.
马可和路加则是通过跟目击证人的交谈写下了这件事。
But even as it is a real historical event,
虽然这是一件真实的历史事件,
it is also a picture of the cosmic battle that is taking place in this world.
但是也是呢,
the battle between the king of righteousness
公义的国度,
and the kingdom of darkness. So look with me at verses 2 through 5, where we see the horrifying condition of a man in the kingdom of darkness.
我们先来看第二节到第五节，那里面讲到，在这个黑暗的国度里面那种可怕的情形。
The horrifying condition of a man in the kingdom of darkness.
在黑暗国度里面一个人可怕的情形。
Notice with me verses 2 through 5.
我们一起来看第二节到第五节。When
he, speaking of Jesus,
当耶稣基督,
got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him.
耶稣一下船,就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟营出来迎着他。
And he had his dwelling among the tombs.
那人常住在坟营里。
And no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain.
没有人能捆住他,就是用铁链也不能。
Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him.
因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他, 铁链竟被他挣断了, 脚镣也被他弄碎了, 总没有人能制服他。
Constantly, night and day, he was screaming among the tombs and in the mountains, and gashing himself with stones.
他昼夜常在坟营里和山中喊叫, 又用石头砍自己。
Now, as we look at the condition of this man, note with me, first of all, that he is preoccupied with death.
首先请大家注意,
he is living among the tombs.
他住在坟墓之中。
Three times Mark highlights this in these verses.
马可三次讲到这件事。
Verse 2, he comes from the tomb.
第二节他从坟营里面出来。
Verse 3, he is dwelling among the tombs.
第三节讲到他住在坟营之中。
And again in verse 5, he comes from among the tombs.
第五节讲到他从坟营里面出来。
Luke, in his gospel account, chapter 8 and verse 27,
路加福音8章27节,
says that this man was not living in a house, but in the tombs.
讲到说这人不是住在房子里，而是住在坟营里。
He was isolated from all other people.
他从所有的人当中分离出来。
Except for one person who was just like him.
除了一个和他一样的人。
And here I'll note both Matthew and Luke, excuse me, both that Matthew speaks of two men.
马太说这里有两个人。
Mark and Luke focus on the one who was most forthright or most prominent.
而马可和路加呢，则是讲到其中那一个表现最突出的人。
But living among the tombs was not merely an alternative place to live.
住在坟墓里面，并不是说他可以选择住的另外一个地方。
It was the place of death.
而是一个死亡之地。
It was the place where life was marked as having ended.
而是讲到一个人生命达到尽头所去的地方。
And it was a place where you were unclean as a Jew.
对犹太人讲，那是一个不洁净的地方。
You could not approach God if you touched the tombs.
如果你接触了坟墓，你就不能来到神面前。
And yet this is where this man lived.
而这就是这个人所住之地。
He lived among the dead.
他住在死人里面。
He was preoccupied with those dead.
他被这些死人所充满。
And he was constantly offensive to God.
他一直地得罪神。
That's the first thing we note about him.
我们知道的第一件事,
he is preoccupied with death.
他被死亡所充满。
But second,
第二件事,
he is uncontrolled.
他没有办法控制。
He is uncontrolled.
他没有办法控制他。
We see him in verse 5, crying out.
第五节我们看到他喊叫。
This is a word that speaks of loud screams and even screeching.
这里就讲到他大声的呼喊，大声的喊叫。
When the father came to Jesus with his epileptic son,
当有一个中风的孩子来到主耶稣面前的时候,
he cried out to Jesus,
他父亲对主耶稣喊着说,
I do believe, help my unbelief.
我信，但是我信不足。
Now imagine you're a father.
想象你是一个父亲。
You've got a son who has epilepsy.
你儿子得了中风。
He has a demon that keeps throwing him into fires.
魔鬼一直把他扔到火里面。
You've tried everything to get him free.
你尽其所能让他能够得到释放。
And now you see Jesus.
现在你看到了耶稣。
And Jesus says to you, it's possible if you believe.
耶稣对你说, 再信的人凡事都能。
But you are a man of little faith.
但是你信心很小。
And now you must stir up all your faith.
你现在你要提起你一切的信心。
In order that your son might be delivered, made whole.
使你的儿子可以得到医治，得以完全。
And out of that kind of anxiety, you cry out.
在这种忧虑的情形之中，你喊叫说。
The same word is used to describe the way the son would respond when the demon would throw him into the fire.
当那个魔鬼被扔到火里的时候，就像那个孩子所喊出来的一样。
And when the demon left this boy,
当乌鬼离开了这个男孩,
the boy cried out.
这个男孩就喊着说,
so this is the kind of anxiety and agonizing cry this man was making.
这个人就是在这样一种忧虑的情形之中,
but not just occasionally.
不是偶尔这样,
the passage says he did it constantly, day and night.
圣经讲他昼夜这样呼喊,
throughout the night, throughout the day, this is what he was doing.
整日整夜这样。
And even when this man comes to Jesus,
当这人来到耶稣面前的时候,
in verse 7,
第七节,
we read that he was crying out with a loud voice, and he said, what have I to do with you, Jesus?
我们读到这人大声呼叫说, 至高神的儿子耶稣, 我与你有什么相干?
So this is a picture of this man being uncontrolled.
就讲到这个人他没有办法控制自己。
But on top of that, he is uncontrolled because he is self-destructive.
另外一方面讲他没有办法控制自己，因为他不断地毁坏自己。
We read in verse 5, he is gashing himself with stones.
第五节我们看到这人用石头来砍自己。
The word gashing literally means cutting.
就是用石头来切自己，切割自己。
But these aren't the cuts of the surgeon's knife.
这不是医生手术刀的切割。
These are the cuts of sharp stones being beaten against somebody's body.
就是用尖锐的石头一直在击打自己的身体。
This is what he does to himself.
就是他对自己就是这样。
He is self-destructive.
他在自我毁灭。
And this is not just a show.
这不是一个表演。
He is actively, earnestly, diligently, if you could say it, beating himself with these stones.
他那是拼命的自己的要毁坏自己，要毁灭自己。
Now we read a little word in verse 15.
在第十五节我们看到有一个词。
That highlights another aspect of his being uncontrolled.
讲到这个人没有办法控制自己的另外一个方面。
For in verse 15, we read that they saw him sitting down and clothed in his right mind.
第十五节我们看到那些人看见他坐着穿上衣服心里明白过来。
Now why would Mark say he was clothed?
马可为什么在这里说他穿上衣服?
Well, because Luke tells us that he never wore any clothes.
因为路加告诉我们说他从来也不穿衣服。
He was completely immodest.
因为他完全的赤身露体。
To an extreme, would you say?
到了极点。
Because he wore no clothes at any time.
他从来不穿任何衣服。
So imagine this man running at you when you come to church tomorrow, next Lord's next Sunday.
想象一下，你下个礼拜天来教会的时候，出现这样一个人向你跑来。
This man comes running down the street, screaming and screeching.
从街上面跑过来，一面跑一面喊。
His body bruised and bleeding because of the stones that he's hitting himself with.
身上满了伤痕，到处流血，因为他用石头打自己。
He's not dressed modestly.
他没有穿什么衣服。
And he runs right at you.
他就跑到你面前。
This is a man who's out of control.
这是一个失去控制的人。
It's pretty obvious.
很明显。
So, we see that this man, in his condition, is preoccupied with death.
我们看到这个人情形，他就是被死亡所充满。
And he's out of control.
他没有办法控制。
And thirdly, he is uncontrollable.
第三点，他也没有办法被控制。
In verse 4, we read that they had bound him with shackles and chains many times, but he broke them and shattered them.
第四节讲到，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了。
They've obviously done this many times.
显然，这件事情发生了很多次。
But now we read in verse 3 that they've given up.
第三节我们看到人们已经放弃了。
For it says in verse 3, no one was able to bind him any more.
因为第三节说没有人能捆住他。
Even with a chain.
即使铁链也不能。
No one, not even one,
the Greek says. 没有任何一个人能够。
And no longer, the Greek says.
再也不能。
The impression is that he's gotten worse over time.
而是讲到呢，他随着时间，这个人的情形越来越糟。
And as much as they tried, they could not control him.
他们已经尽了所有的力量，但是没有办法控制他。
He acted like a wild animal.
他像一个野兽一样。
They treated him like a wild animal.
他们对待像他也像野兽对待野兽一样。
But they couldn't control him.
但是没有办法控制他。
Now sadly, that sounds like some parents with their children.
很悲惨的，就好像父母对待孩子一样。有些父母
uncontrollable，
没有办法控制。
And that led to antisocial behavior。
这里面讲到的就是他对社会的一种对抗的情形。
Matthew tells us in Matthew 8 and verse 28，
马太福音八章二十八节告诉我们说
，that he was so exceedingly violent。That no one could pass by the road.
讲到说这个人非常的暴力，以至于没有人能够从那里经过。
The word translated violent could be translated hardened.
而那个暴力那个词也可以翻译成越来越难。
He was so set in his ways and so violent toward himself that it came out toward those around him.
他是那样的坚定那样的坚决，对每一个从路过的人，从那里路过的人。
So much so that people didn't even pass by the road.
以至于人们不能从那条路经过。
So he was exceedingly antisocial.
所以他是极端的与这个社会对作对。
But now What's the cause of this condition?
原因在哪里呢?
He's preoccupied with death.
他被死亡所占据。
He's uncontrolled and uncontrollable.
他既不能控制自己，也不能被别人控制。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
Because he has an unclean spirit.
因为他里面有污鬼。
In verse 2, verse 8, and verse 13.
第二节、第八节、第十三节。
It says that the cause and the source was that he had an unclean spirit within him.
告诉我们，因为是在他里面有污鬼。
He was demon possessed, is another way that it describes it.
或者说呢，他是被鬼附的。
I get my page turned here, excuse me. He had many demons that had entered him and were dwelling in him.
因为有许多污鬼进到他里面，住在他里面。
So much so that they called themselves legion.
以至于呢，这些人的名字，这些鬼叫群。
Now that may speak to both the number that were in him.
这里面可以讲到他里面那些污鬼的数目。
And also how they worked in him.
也讲到这些污鬼在他里面如何的做工。
They worked like a military combat unit.
他们在这个这些魔鬼在他里面就好像一个军队一样。
Each one doing his part to keep this man under their control.
每个人都做自己那一份来控制这个人。
Luke tells us that the demon would control him.
路加告诉我们说，魔鬼控制这个人。
And then it would seize him and drive him into the desert.
抓住他，把他驱使他到旷野里面去。
And the words there are words which picture this invisible, unseen power.
这里面就讲到他的里面有一种看不见的力量。
That was driving him to act the way he did.
使他呢这样的所作所为。
The danger of this man can be seen in how the pigs responded to the demons.
这个人的危从猪群所发生的事情就让我们看到这些魔鬼在这个人身上的力量。
What did the demons really want to do to this man?
这些魔鬼在这个人身上到底要做什么呢?
They wanted to destroy him.
他们是想要毁灭他。
They wanted to eliminate him.
他们想要除掉他。
And when the demons are told to leave him and go into the pigs,
当这些魔鬼被命令要离开这个人进入猪群的时候，
2,000 of them run down into the sea and drown.
2,000个乌鬼离开了他，掉到海里面去。
That's the kind of force, that's the kind of sinfulness that is dwelling within this man.
在他的里面就是这样的力量，这样的罪恶。
This is a frightening reality.
这是一种可怕的真实情形。
We are meant to read this story and fear.
读了这个故事，我们应该里面有惧怕。
This isn't Hollywood.
这就像好莱坞，这不是好莱坞。
This isn't green screen graphics.
这不是一种直径，是一种图像。
This is a real man.
这是一个真实的人。
Driven to destroy himself.
他被魔鬼驱使要毁灭他自己。
Driven to be separate from everybody around him.
他要与周围的每一个人所分离。
Consumed with death itself.
被死亡所吞灭。
Because he is part of the kingdom of darkness.
因为他是黑暗国度里面的一部分。
This is a graphic example.
这是一个例子。
Of what sin can do in a man.
在罪恶在一个人身上所能够发生的事情。
Now I know that there's a devil or a demon that's involved here.
我们知道这里面讲到了有魔鬼。
But sin works the same way in each of our hearts like the devil and the demon does in this man's heart.
但是罪恶在我们里面所做的和魔鬼在这个人身上所做的是一样的。
So the curtain is drawn back so we can see with horror the state of a man in the kingdom of darkness.
所以在这里面好像一个大幕拉开，我们看到魔鬼在一个人的心里面所做的事情。
And if God were to remove the restraints from us, we would be just like him.
如果不是神在我们身上保护我们，我们就和这个人的情形一样。
Because the scriptures tell us that we are all children of the devil.
因为圣经告诉我们说我们每个人都是魔鬼之子。
By birth.
我们生下来的时候。
Paul writes in Colossians 1 and verse 13.
在哥罗西书1章13节, 保罗那里面写道,
that for the Christians, they have been delivered by God. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到他爱子的国度里。
We are all part of the kingdom of darkness by birth.
我们生下来都是黑暗国度里面的一份子。
Until we're delivered from it.
直到我们被拯救出来。
John, in his first letter, 1 John 3,
约翰一书,
highlights this same reality.
讲到同样的事情。
1 John 3, verse 8,
约翰一书3章第8节,
the one who practices sin is of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼。
For the devil has sinned from the beginning.
因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
But the Son of God appeared for this purpose.
神的儿子为此显现出来,
that he might destroy the works of the devil.
为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
No one who is born of God practices sin.
凡重生生的就不犯罪。
Because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
因为神的道存在他心里,他也不能犯罪,因为他是由神生的。
But now listen to verse 10.
我们听第十节。
By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious.
从此就显出谁是神的儿子,谁是魔鬼的儿女。
Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God.
凡不行义的就不属神。
Nor the one who does not love his brother.
不爱弟兄的也是如此。
The one whose lifestyle is marked by these kinds of sin.
当我们生活表现出这样的罪的时候,
the one who has a lifestyle that is continuously marked by sin.
我们如果我们生活的方式是一直犯罪的话,
is not a child of God, but it is a child of the devil.
就不是神的儿女, 而是魔鬼的儿女。
I didn't say that, John wrote that.
不是我这样说呢, 是约翰这样写。
And we would be just like this man.
我们就会像这个人一样。
If God took his hands off us,
如果神的手离开我们,
and let our sin have its way,
让罪来控制我们。
This is the battle that is raging in this world.
这是这个世界上的征战。
It's between the kingdom of light,
是光明之国,
and the kingdom of darkness,
与黑暗的国度之间的征战。
So that is the horrifying condition of a man in the kingdom of darkness.
这是在黑暗国度里面一个人可怕的情形。
And here's my second major point.
我要讲的第二点。
The transformed character of a man in the kingdom of light.
但是讲到在光明的国度里面一个人他的改变。
Please turn back to Mark chapter 5.
我们再回到马可福音第五章。
We read here of a man who radically changes.
我们看到这里面一个人他的迅速他非常急速的改变。
A change which is so obvious that everyone can see it.
一个非常明显的改变以至于每个人都能够看得明白。
He doesn't just talk about a change.
不是刚刚讲到他变了。
He doesn't point back to some religious experience that was the change.
也不是讲到一些宗教的体验。
His life changed.
他的生命改变了。
And it was evident to all.
是对每个人都是那样的显而易见。
Notice with me verse 15.
第15节。
They, that is the people of the city, came to Jesus and were seeing the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down.
第15节, 城里的那些人来到耶稣那里, 看见那被鬼附着的人, 就是从前被鬼所附的。
As they come and look at this scene,
他们来到这里, 当他们看到这种情形的时候,
there's all the dead pigs floating in the sea.
看到海里面飘着那些猪的尸体。
There's Jesus standing.
耶稣基督站在那里。
And there's the demon-possessed man.
看到那个被鬼附的人。
And they take it all in, and as they gaze on it, he stays right there.
他们来看的时候，看见那个人就在那里。
He's not running around.
他没有在跑来跑去。
He's not cutting himself.
他也不在。
He's not screaming.
他不在砍自己，也不在喊叫。
He's sitting at Jesus' feet.
他坐在耶稣的脚前。
Clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they became frightened.
就是那个被鬼附的人，让他们害怕的人，如今穿上衣服，坐在耶稣的脚前，心里面明白过来。
Now let's look at each of these parts of the description.
我们来看这里面讲到的每一部分。
There is restored order.
这里面这个人的秩序恢复了。
Restored control.
他的自制力也恢复了。
The demons are gone.
魔鬼离开了他。
The man is relieved.
这人得了释放。
The torment is over.
他的刑罚也结，他也不再毁坏自己。
And we see him sitting.
看到他坐在那里。
Sitting at Jesus' feet.
坐在耶稣的脚前。
Not in torment.
他不再受刑。
Not in agony.
他也不再痛苦。
Sitting.
坐着。
And then he is clothed.
而且穿上了衣服。
Not only has order been restored,
他不单单明白过来,
but there is restored dignity.
而且他的尊严也恢复了。
There is restored propriety.
而且他的本性也恢复了。
He's no longer immodest.
他不再他是一个合一的人。
His shame is covered.
他不再羞耻。
His scars are covered.
他的伤处也被遮盖起来。
He sits there a decent, dignified man.
他端庄地坐在那里，是一个有尊严的人。
But the most important statement is this.
最重要的是。
It says of his mind, he was in his right mind.
最重要的是讲他心里面明白过来。
The opposite of being in your right mind is not being an artist and being in your left brain.
一个心里面不明白的人的反面，不是说呢，你只用你的左脑是一个很艺术的人，这不是他的反面。
But being in your right mind is the opposite of being insane.
他的反面是，他的反面是羞耻。
Everything about his life before was insanity.
他过去的生命都是羞耻。
Who would choose to live with the dead?
谁能够选择在死亡里面居住呢？
Who would choose to beat themselves up with stones?
谁能够选择用石头不断的来打自己呢？
Who would choose to expose themselves to shame and ridicule?
是哪一个人选择把自己的羞耻暴露出来呢？
Who would run aroundscreaming and screeching at the top of their lungs.
谁能够到处喊叫，呼喊，到处在喊叫呢？
This is an insane man.
这是一个羞耻的人。
But now he's in his right mind.
现在这个人心里面明白过来。
He's not just changed his exterior.
他不单单是改变他的表面。
There has been a thorough heart change that has resulted in a change in his exterior.
乃是因为他心里面一个真实的改变，使他的外面也有改变。
The word speaks of self-control and self-mastery.
这个里面讲到他能够控制自己，他有自制力了。
This is one of the great manifestations of being in the kingdom of light.
这是讲到在光明国度里面一个明显的标志。
A heart that's thinking rightly about itself.
就有一个有他的心里面能够正确的意识到他自己是一个什么样的人。
And is manifesting itself in a self-controlled life.
能够把一个有自制的生命能够表现出来。
This is how forcefully he had been touched and changed.
这就表明他被有何等有力量的一种何等大能的力量改变了他。
So, we're looking at his transformed character.
我们看了他所改变的 他那个被改变的性质。
He has had restored order.
他恢复了他的秩序。
Restored dignity.
他的尊严也得到恢复。
And a restored mind.
他的心也得到恢复。
Now notice with me verse 18.
第十八节。
Jesus is leaving.
耶稣要离开了。
He's getting into a boat,
他上了船,
and the man who had been demon-possessed was imploring him that he might accompany him.
那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在。
And Jesus tells him, no. He says, go home to your people, verse 19, and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. And that's exactly what he did.
这个人就这样去做了。
Now, do you see how different he is?
你看到他何等的不同。
Now, he's willing to listen to somebody who gives him directions.
现在当有人要叫他做事的时候，他能够听。
And even though his request, his prayer is refused.
虽然呢，他的要求被拒绝了。
He wanted to be with people now.
他现在想要和人相处。
Especially with Jesus and his disciples.
特别是要跟主耶稣和他的门徒。
But when he is told no, he embraces it.
但是当耶稣告诉他说不许他的时候，他也接受了。
And then when he's told to go back to the people.
当耶稣告诉他回到你的人那里去的时候。
The people of his family and of his city.
你家里的人，你城里的人的时候，
He is told to tell them what great things God has done for them.
主告诉他，神为他做了何等大的事的时候。
These are probably the same people who were terrorized walking by the road.
就是那些在路上害怕的那些同样的人。
And now, instead of wanting to harm them, he wants to do them good.
现在不再是要伤害他们，乃是要对他们有益。
So we see here he is restored to society.
我们看到这个人他得到恢复，可以回到社会里去。
He now interacts with others.
他可以和其他的人能够有互动。
He accepts instruction.
他能够接受别人对他说的话。
And he wants to do good to others.
而且他要对别人好。
Do you see the strong contrast?
有没有看到这强烈的对比？
The man under the kingdom of darkness.Versus the man in the kingdom of light.
一个在黑暗国度里的人和在光明国度里的人是何等的不同。
This man is radically different.
这个人现在非常非常的不同了。
Everything about him is changed.
他的每一点都改变了。
It is obvious that it's changed.
而且他的改变是那样的明显。
And yet, This is more than just a change of mind.
这不单单是他讲到他的心意里面改变了。
This is a change of mind which has led to a change of his entire heart.
那是因为他的意念的改变使他整个的心都改变了。
To use my worldview vocabulary,
用我世界观这门课里面用的术语。
There's been a theological change.
讲到他哲学的改变。
He's serving a different God.
现在他服侍另外一个神。
There's been an ethical change.
乃是一个道德的改变。
He's living by a different standard.
他现在要按照另外一个标准去活。
And there's been a sociological change.
乃是一个社会观的改变。
He relates to people differently.
他对人现在不同了。
This is a radical change.
这是一个非常奇妙的非常大的改变。
But now, very briefly,Let's look at what made the change.
我们简单的看一下是什么使他改变。
We've seen the horrifying condition of the man in the kingdom of darkness.
我们看到在黑暗国度里面一个人可怕的情形。
We've seen the transformed character of the man in the kingdom of light.
我们看到在光明国度里面这个人品格的改变。
What made the difference?
是什么造成了这样的变化？
This is point three.
这就是第三点。
Notice with me verses 6-13.
我们第六节到第十三节。
Seeing Jesus.
看见耶稣。
There's the difference.
这就是区别。
Not only did he see Jesus, he heard Jesus.
他不单单看见了耶稣，他也听见了主的话。
For he came running up to Jesus.
因为他跑到耶稣面前来。
He knows who Jesus is.
他知道耶稣是谁。
He identifies Jesus.
他认出了耶稣。
He calls him the Son of the Most High God.
他感到他说你至高神的儿子。
He bows before Jesus.
他在他面前跪下,
even while he's still in the kingdom of darkness.
虽然他还在黑暗的国度里面,
he recognizes a higher authority.
但是他认得这位最高的权柄,
they are still submissive to Jesus.
他服从了耶稣,
and they're fearful of Jesus.
而且他惧怕耶稣,
in verse 7 we read that they do not want to be judged by Jesus.
因为第七节我们读到说他 不想要,
I implore you by God, do not torment me.
我指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦。
And so Jesus commands them to come out.
所以耶稣命令他们出来。
And so they ask that they might go into the swine.
所以他们求主耶稣我们可不可以进到猪群里面。
And Jesus answers their prayers.
那耶稣就允许他们。
This man comes face to face with the King of the kingdom of light.
这个人来到光明国度的王的面前,
and Jesus sets him free.
耶稣使他得到自由。
He doesn't change himself.
他不是自己改变的。
He doesn't make himself better so somehow Jesus will accept him.
他不是使自己变好了使耶稣基督可以接受他。
He doesn't go away and say, let me clean myself up first, Jesus, and then I'll come talk to you.
他不是说让我先把自己 清洁了，然后耶稣可以跟他讲话。
He is confronted by Jesus coming to him.
他是耶稣基督来到他面前的时候。
And him falling down before Jesus and Jesus setting him free.
他匍匐在耶稣的面前，耶稣基督释放了他。
The demons know who Jesus is.
魔鬼知道耶稣是谁。
And when this man meets Jesus, he comes to know who he is.
当这个人遇见耶稣的时候，他知道他是谁。
I just want to highlight the fact that this worldview battle is not a battle of equals.
我要想讲到的说, 这种世界观的征战不是势均力敌的征战。
It's not a couple of equal ideas or concepts or powers that are fighting for this worldview.
不是讲到说两种同等的势力为着他们不同的理念,他们不同的思想的征战。
But Jesus, who is the King of the Kingdom of Light,
耶稣基督, 耶稣基督是光明国度的 王,
so, by way of application,
讲到应用的话,
we see a worldview battle in America, don't we?
在美国我们是不是看到世界观的征战?
All throughout our culture.
在我们整个文化里面,
but it's not just about ideas.
不单单是我们的想法,
when we see this worldview battle going on in our culture,
然后我们看到在我们文化里面这种世界观的征战的时候,
we need to see that it's the kingdom of darkness trying to fight for its life.
我们要看到的是黑暗的国度为了他们的生存在征战。
It's the kingdom of darkness trying to keep all of its citizens.
乃是黑暗的国度他们想方设法保住他们在他们国里面的人。
And it's trying to suppress the truth.
他们将要压制真理。
This is a worldview battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, not just ideas.
这就是 光明的国度和黑暗国度之间的征战，这个征战不单单是一些思想的征战。
Now ideas and concepts are important.
那么思想、观念、理念，这些是重要的事情。
There is something called truth and something called error.
有真理，有谬误。
But we're not just talking about equal options.
我们讲到的不是同样的选，同等分量的选择。
We're talking about serving the King of Light.
我们讲到是服侍光明的国度。
Or serving the King of Darkness.
还是服侍黑暗的国度。
Think about our culture for a minute.
想一想我们今天的文化。
America is a culture preoccupied with death.
美国的文化里面是被死亡所占据的。
We constantly talk about death.
我们一直常常地谈论死亡。
How many TV shows are there about how people commit murders?
在这些电影里面我们看到多少人要自杀。
We're always generating a new murder show with a new murder mystery.
我们一直在出品各种各样死亡的连续剧、死亡的电影。
Halloween is the second highest grossing holiday in America today.
那个 Halloween 万圣节是美国第二个最大的节日。
The only holiday that they spend more money on is Christmas.
那么第一个花钱最多的节日是圣诞节。
That says something about our culture.
这就讲到我们文化的特点。
And let's talk about immodest dress.
讲到我们的衣服服饰。
Does that not mark America?
那是不是美国的标志呢？
Uncovered people,
尽量的暴露，
or partially covered people,
或者只遮盖一部分呢？
Oh, by the way, a partially covered woman is a partially uncovered woman.
知不知道，只遮盖了一部分的女人就是呢，有一部分没有遮盖的女人。
And you'll excuse me, but I've been spending some time in New York City with my son in a hospital.So I've seen a lot of things recently that have made me very grieved.
我也讲到呢，最近我陪我儿子到纽约去一家医院，看到的一些情形让我心里面很难过。
Why do men and women think they are covered just because they pull something skin tight over them?
为什么这里面的人，男人也好，女人也好，以为他们只是挂了一些很紧的东西挂在身上，就以为他们穿了衣服呢？
It's like they just painted themselves.
就好像他们在身上画了一些东西。
That's not covered.
这不是遮盖了。
But you see, that's our society.
这就是我们的社会。
We accept this kind of immodesty.
我们接受这种
improper dress.
我们接受这种装这种服饰。
We are preoccupied with death.
我们被死亡所占据。
We are a society that's completely out of control.
我们是一个这个社会完全失去了控制。
Living for ourselves.
为自己而生活。
Expressing our passions.
尽量的表现我们自己。
Road rage. Or people killing one another on the roads.
在路上可以随意的杀人。
Violent protests because we don't like what the courts say.
因为我们不喜欢法院的决定，所以我们就用暴力走上街头。
People venting their anger as though it were something acceptable.
人们可以尽量的表达他们心里面的不满。
Think of some of the musical forms in our society.
想一想我们社会里面一些音乐的表现形式。
Forgive me for a moment while I demonstrate. Headbanging. And they scream and they screech and they call it music.
他们这样的，他们只是大声的喊叫，但是呢，他们说这就是音乐。
It's not music.
这不是音乐。
It's insanity. It's insane.
这是一种疯狂。
We are a society that is given to self-destructive behavior.
我们这样的社会是允许自我毁灭的行为。
Not too long ago, I heard about something called the choking game.
在不久以前我听到有一种游戏叫做 choking, 叫窒息的游戏。
Where you try to put a chain around your neck until the point where you pass out and then try to let loose.
就是呢这种游戏就是你在脖子上放一个链子然后一直勒勒勒勒勒到你失去控制松手的时候希望你再活过来。
Supposedly doing this for fun.
而青少年呢这样做以为好玩。
The whole process of this, the cutting ourselves.
还有这呢就是啊切这样割自己的游戏啊切割自己
biting or bruising ourselves
或者呢打自己虐待自己
or the sins of anorexia and bulimia eating disorders sinful eating patterns
okay 或者呢暴饮暴食或者呢不吃东西
where you deprive yourself of the nourishment that you need
就是呢根本不提根本不啊、摄取你所需要的营养。
Or you shove food in your mouth and then you throw it up.
或者呢，你把东西放在嘴里再吐出来。
What is this but doing violence to ourselves?
为什么要这样暴虐自己呢
？And sad to say, we are a society that is not controllable.
这就讲到我们这个社会已经失去了控制。
It's sad and it is grievous that our society is made up of children who do not obey their parents.
那么在这个社真的是一种很哀痛很悲伤的现象这个社会上面有许许多多的孩子他们不听从父母
and who by law are allowed to do it
但是法律却允许他们这样做
we have a wild rebellious fighting spirit
在我们当中就有一种非常疯狂的一种啊抗拒的灵
and so we find joy in things like extreme fighting
所以呢，当我们看到那种互相在那种啊，在那种 fighting 里面，让我们的心里面能够得到满足。
I'm sorry, but this looks a whole lot like this man that Jesus met.
而我们就正像耶稣基督所遇见的这个人一样。
Now, I'm not saying all these people are demon possessed.
我不是说这些人都是被鬼附的。
But I'm saying that the kingdom of darkness has made a lot of inroads in our society.
我是讲到在这个黑暗的国度在我们这个社会里面造成很大的影响。
But now let me make it a little more personal.
让我再讲到一件跟我们有关的事。
In my class, we talk about the worldview of America.
在我们的课堂里面讲到美国的世界观。
But worldview is not just a cultural issue.
世界观不单单是讲到文化。
Worldview is a personal issue.
而是我们个人的事情。
And the kingdom of darkness is seeking to get into your life and control your life.
黑暗的国度要进入到你的生命里面来控制你的生命。
Because as I said, every one of us comes into this world as part of the kingdom of darkness.
像我讲的，我们来到这个世界的时候，都是这黑暗国度里面的一份子。
And until we come face to face with Jesus and are set free,
直到我们与耶稣基督面对面，我们就得到了自由。
As many of you prayed,
就像你们当中很多人所祷告的。
Saved by the gracious, powerful working of Jesus Christ,
我们是被着耶稣基督他的大能的恩典所拯救。
Until that time, we are in the domain of darkness.
在这个之前，我们都是在黑暗的国度里面。
Until God transfers us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
直到神把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。
What uniform are you wearing?
我们穿什么样的衣服？
What kingdom are you a part of?
你是哪一个国度里面的？
I'm not asking you what kingdom you profess.To be a part of.
不是说我问的不是说你宣称你在哪一个国度。
I'm not asking about what you say with your words.
不是你说什么。
I'm asking whether your life validates what you say by your words.
而是说你的生活你的生命有没有证明你所说的。
Do your characteristics match up to somebody who's part of the kingdom of light?
你的品格是否跟光明的国度相吻合呢？
Now let me get a little more specific.
那我再讲的细一点。
And I don't know hardly any of you here.
我几乎不认识你们当中的任何一个人。
And I haven't been told about any of you here.
也没有人告诉我你们的事情。
So I'm not picking on anybody in particular.
所以我不是指着你们这里某一个人说的。
But I do know human nature.
但是我知道人的特性，人的本质。
I know a little bit about American culture.
我也知道一些美国的文化。
And let me ask you this.
然后我问你一个问题。
What are your choices with regard to music?
你选择什么样的音乐？
Does your music reflect the order and glory of God?
你选择的音乐是反映出神的秩序和神的荣耀吗？
Or chaos, rebellion, and hatred against God?
还是混乱的反对神的音乐？
Is it marked by harmony and melody?
是和谐的美好的音乐呢？
Or screaming and screeching noise?
还是喊叫的噪音。
Which kingdom does your music come from?
从你的音乐是从哪一个国度来的？
Does your music talk about killing cops and raping women?
你的音乐里面讲到的是要杀警察，要强奸妇女。
Or does it speak of virtue and glory in God?
还是讲到在神里面的纯洁？
Well, music,
还是讲到神的品格？
Are you listening to music from the kingdom of darkness?
你听的是黑暗国度的音乐呢？
Or the kingdom of light?
还是光明国度的音乐？
How about your entertainment?
那您娱乐是什么？
Are you fascinated with TV shows and movie shows about murder and revenge?
你看到的是，你所喜欢的是谋杀和报复的各种各样的娱乐呢？
Are you fascinated with horror movies and horror books?
还是你喜欢那些恐怖的电影、恐怖的小说呢？
Are you fascinated withVampires, werewolves, and zombies?
还是你喜欢的是吸血鬼的幽灵呢？
Do you know that there are actually courses now at Harvard on zombieism?
是否你知道现在在哈佛里面，在哈佛大学有讲到幽灵的课程呢？
That's all from the kingdom of darkness, my friend.
这些都是从黑暗的国度里面来的。
And if your heart is attached to the kingdom of darkness and filling your heart with the kingdom of darkness,
如果你的心是在黑暗的国度里面的话，
Then how in the world are you going to be able to live as a child of light?
那么你怎么能够生活在光明的国度里呢？
We are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
我们借着心意更新，我们被改变了。
That we may prove what the will of God is.
所以我们可以查验神可喜悦的旨意。
How are you living?
你是怎样的生活？
Are you fascinated with death?
你喜欢死亡吗？
What kind of games do you like to play on your computers, guys?
你在电脑上是玩什么样的游戏？
Are you fascinated with first-person shooter games where you can kill as many people as possible?
你喜欢玩那种射击打死人的游戏吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
There may be a place for some of those. They may be okay in some settings.
在有些场合也许还可以。
But if you're consumed with that,
但是如果你的心被这些所占据，
then you're preoccupied with death,
那么你就被死亡所占据，
not with life,
而不是被生命所占据。
What about your apparel, your clothing?
那么你的衣饰又如何呢？
Boy, girl,
男孩，男生女生，
man, woman,
男人女人。
What is the tendency or the direction of your clothing?
你穿什么样的衣服呢？
Is it more and more modest?
是不是越来越现代呢？
Or more and more revealing?
还是越来越暴露？
Making it seem. So, what about Goth?
好，那么
Goth, G-O-T-H. It's a form of dress where people paint their face really white, dark. They use black,
paint on face.
Makeup, white makeup with black lipstick and black nail polish and black clothing. No, it's actually a style.
Okay.
I don't know how to. Those of you who are knowing it, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what goth is? It's dressing in all kinds of black with black chains, black leather, paint your face white.
就讲到一种装饰，把身上呢、脸上啊穿的都是黑色的衣服，然后脸上涂着或黑或白。
Now, is that's just a preference, right?
那是一种你所喜欢的。
Is it really just a preference?
是不是仅仅是一种你的喜好呢？
Let me read you a definition of goth.
这个东西的定义哈。
Goth is the romanticism of death.
他讲到呢，这是一种对死亡的一种罗曼蒂克的情感。
Is that just a preference?
这只是一种喜好吗？
Or is that being preoccupied with death?
还是呢一种被死亡的占据？
We're in a worldview battle.
我们在一种世界观的征战中。
Parents, your children are in a worldview battle.
父母，你的儿女呢是在一种世界观的征战中。
And the kingdom of darkness is seeking to keep them bound.
黑暗的势力，黑暗的国度乃是想要控制他们，捆绑他们。
And you need to set some standards.
你要为他们有一个标准，你要给他们一个标准。
And guide your children.
带领你的孩子。
By bringing them in contact with the kingdom of light.
带他们能够与光明的国度有所接触。
There are only two kingdoms.
只有两个国度。
You are either your father is the devil.
或者你的父是魔鬼。
Or through Jesus Christ, your father is God of heaven.
或者呢，因着耶稣基督，你的天上的神成为天上的父成为天上的神成为你的父。
You're either practicing sin and a slave to sin.
你或者呢犯罪，或者成为罪的奴仆。
Or practicing righteousness and a slave of righteousness.
或者呢你行义成为义的奴仆。
Do your life choices validate or contradict your professed attachment to Christ?
你生活的方式是证明你所宣告的呢，还是呢与你所宣告的相违背？
Are you living like a child of the devil or a child of God?
你是像魔鬼的儿子一样生活，还是像神的儿子一样生活？
This man changed.
这个人改变了。
Have you?
你改变了吗？
Have you had a radical change?
你有没有这个极大的改变？
By meeting Jesus Christ.
因为遇见了耶稣基督。
Here's my final point. With this, I'll end.
我要最后讲的一点。
As powerful as the kingdom of darkness is,
虽然黑暗的势力那样的有权势，
Jesus is more powerful.
主耶稣基督 更有能力。
The King of Grace is the King of Light.
恩典的王就是光的王。
They cannot even touch Jesus.
他们根本碰不到主耶稣基督。
They must bow before Jesus.
他们必须向主耶稣基督。
They must ask permission of Jesus if they want to act.
如果他们要做什么事情，必须得到主的允许。
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
主耶稣基督来是要毁灭魔鬼的工作。
He himself, that is Jesus, partook of flesh and blood.
主耶稣基督他取了肉身的形状。
That through his death,
借着死,
he might render powerless him who had the power of death, the devil.
败坏了掌死权的。
And that he might deliver those who through the fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
使他可以拯救那些因怕死而一生做罪奴仆的人。
He can set you free.
他可以让你得到自由。
And you will be free indeed.
而你能够真实的得到自由。
Jesus is the one that we need to come to.
耶稣基督我们都要来到耶稣基督的面前。
You see this passage we see in Mark's Gospel.
我们在马可福音看到的这一段。
Presents a picture of a man.
讲到一个人的情形。
A man with an unearthly power.
在世界的权力之下的人。
A man who is part of the kingdom of darkness.
他原本是黑暗国度的一份子。
But you see, it goes with what I read at the very beginning.
但是呢，像我一开始读到的那样。
The disciples came face to face with Jesus.
门徒与耶稣基督面对面。
They saw him calm the storm.
门徒看见耶稣平静了风浪。
With his words.
用他的话。
And then he spoke to them.
然后主对他们说。
And he exposed their unbelief.
说出他们的不信。
They were very much afraid.
让他们非常的惧怕。
And they asked the right question.
他们问了一个正确的问题。
Who is this man?
这人到底是谁?
Have you come face to face with Jesus?
当你面对面来到耶稣面前的时候
and recognize him to be the God of heaven and earth,
当你认识到他是天地的主的时候
your God and your Lord,
你的主你的神
who requires you to believe,
他要你信他
who requires you to repent,
他要你悔改
who requires you to follow after him,
他要你来跟从他
if you have come to this Jesus and he has set you free,
你来到这个耶稣面前他让你得到自由
then you shall be free indeed.
你应该真的得到自由了。
But there's one even scarier picture that I passed over.
那有一个更可怕的情形。
For when the people saw what Jesus did in saving that man,
当那些人看到耶稣基督救了那个人的时候
they didn't believe in him.
他们不相信他。
They sent him away.
他们让他离开。
And he left.
他就离开了。
What will you do with the message you've heard today about Jesus?
今天你听到的关于耶稣基督的信息你会怎样呢?
As we heard from our brother, Jesus still walks among his people.
耶稣基督仍然在他的子民当中。
Jesus is here by the preaching of the gospel in his word.
耶稣基督因着福音因着他的话来传讲他的话也在我们当中。
Are you saying in your heart, Jesus, go away?
你心里面有没有说耶稣你离开?
Or are you like this man falling down and saying, Jesus,Save me from my sins.
还是你像这个人一样对主耶稣说主啊把我从罪里面救出来
Do not neglect the word of God.
不要忽略神的话
Humble yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督面前谦卑自己
And cry to him to be saved.
在他面前求他来救你
That he might transfer you from the kingdom of darkness.
他能够把你从黑暗的国度里面
To the kingdom of light.
带到光明的国度
that we might proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
使我们能够宣扬那救我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
and let's validate it by our lives.
让我们的生命能够显明出来
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告
Father in heaven,
天上的父
we thank you for your holy word.
我们谢谢你圣洁的话
We thank you for the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你因着耶稣基督荣耀的福音。
We thank you for this picture of the darkness of sin and the world, the kingdom of Satan.
我们感谢你叫我们显明这座在黑暗的国度，在撒旦的国度里面的图画。
And we thank you for the picture of the glorious and gracious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也为着耶稣基督恩典的图画，我们感荣耀的图画感谢你。
Please cause your word to bear fruit in our hearts.
愿你的话成为我们心里面的粮。
By the working of your Spirit.
能够因着圣灵的工作，在我们心里能够结出果实。
To the glory of King Jesus.
为着荣耀的主耶稣基督。
In whose name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.